An 18-year-old suspect has been indicted on charges he gunned down 10 black residents in Buffalo, New York, at a supermarket and will make a court appearance on Thursday, the local county's district attorney said. The DA's office declined to list the charges in the indictment against Peyton Gendron, who was taken into custody following the May 14th shooting rampage, but U.S. media reported he was charged on 25 counts of murder and domestic terrorism. The New York Times reports he was charged with first and second degree murder as hate crimes and three counts of attempted murder along with other charges. The district attorney's office said Gendron was scheduled to appear in court on Thursday afternoon. Prosecutors said Gendron was targeting black people when he shot 13 people at a Tops Friendly Market store with a semi-automatic assault-style rifle. A solemn funeral was held in Uvalde, Texas on Wednesday for Irma Garcia, one of two teachers killed in the bloodiest U.S. school shooting in a decade, and her husband Joe Garcia, who died of a heart attack 2 days after the shooting. The couple, who were high school sweethearts, are survived by four children. The funeral was held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, the same church that will see the funerals of many of the 19 students aged 9 to 11 who were shot to death last Tuesday, along with two teachers, by an 18-year-old gunman who burst into their fourth-grade classroom at Robb Elementary School and opened fire with an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle. Actor Amber Heard says she's disappointed, and actor Johnny Depp says he's at peace after a jury found in favor of all of Depp's libel claims against her and in favor of only one of Heard's counterclaims. AP correspondent Margie Zargaleta reports.
Amber Heard writes on social media she is heartbroken that the mountain of evidence she presented is not enough to stand up to Johnny Depp's influence. She says she's sadder still that she has lost the right as an American to speak freely. Depp says the false allegations leveled against him had a seismic impact on his life and career, and now the jury has given him his life back. A jury ruled in favor of Depp's claims that Heard libeled him with a 2018 Washington Post op-ed piece describing herself as a victim of abuse. The jury also found in favor of one of Heard's counterclaims that Depp's lawyer libeled her when he called her abuse allegations a hoax. I'm Margie Zaraletta.